intrigue among the souls and treachery. No worse fate can befall a man than to be surrounded by traitor souls. Any soul survive the searing fireball of an atomic blast. If human and animal souls are seen as electromagnetic force fields, such fields can be totally disrupted by a nuclear explosion. The mummy's nightmare, disintegration of soul. And this is precisely the ultra-secret and super-sensitive function of the atom bomb. A soul killer to alleviate an escalating soul. Scientists always said there is no such thing as a soul. Now they are in a position to prove it. Total death, soul death. It's what the Egyptians call the second and final death. This awesome power to destroy souls forever is now vested in far-sighted and responsible men in the State Department, the CIA, and the Pentagon. Sheer indifference. Authority figures, deprived of the vampiric energy they suck off their constituents, are seen for what they are. Dead, empty mass, manipulated by computers. And what is behind the computers? Remote control, of course. Look at the prison you are in. We are all in. This is a penal colony that is now a death camp. Place to the second and final death. Desperation is raw material of grasping change. Only those who can leave behind everything they have ever believed in can hope to escape. Don't intend to be there when this shit house fills up. Nothing here now but the recordings. Shut them off. They are as radioactive as an old joke.